What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third and final hour. This red light still messing me up, Nick. Third and final hour, Tuesday edition of Robbie and Rex Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Paul Kaharski in for Robbie this week. Robbie and Rex Show is sponsored by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We are broadcasting, as always, from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And right now, caller four. We're going to do a little giveaway, Nick Keyser. This is a family four-pack of tickets to the Athletes Unlimited professional basketball games at Nashville Municipal Auditorium Saturday. Tip-off, 5 o'clock. See star players including Alicia Clark, Sydney Colson, Lexi Brown, Jordan Horston, Isabel Harrison, and more. So caller four for those tickets. And coming off that rant, as Kyle Tucker continues to send texts that make me laugh.
One final thing. Hey, I said CNN, and it takes me to the CNN app.
Oh, the talk
not
thing.
To CNN channel.
Yeah. We got a lot of advice on, I've learned some things about my remote, so I'm going to try the hold the select, and apparently that's the back button. I did not know that, so thank you, PK, for your rant. And Kyle Tucker thanks you, too. Hey, Kyle Tucker, kids, here's some swear words for you. Apparently PK has no problem.
Parent, Kyle, parent.
Yeah, PK is going to swear at your kids. You parent your kids, okay? That's how it works
I didn't
here.
Swear at all.
That's how it works here. But you have no problem swearing.
I obey FCC regulations. But in daily conversation, I have no problem swearing. No.
I mean, you've been talking Manning secretions today, so. And, of course, DJ Burnside already has a.
I think the Titans should buy that and sprinkle it on their fields.
Indy Ben he's joined the chat. It's nice to hear from Indy Ben. He disappears for stretches when the Colts are especially embarrassing. And I would like Indy Ben for you to tell me right now how you're feeling about the future of Anthony Richardson. But he does weigh in on the Titans. He said, PK, I've heard nothing but that from national analysts and Bettingfield, former head scout for the Titans, who, of course, writes for your site, who is both QBs rated mid-first-round prospects at best. So the rest of the league knows they aren't generational. Who would they give up? Why would they give up a haul for one of them? You're simply hoping some team gets stupid and has to have one of them at one overall. Hope is not a strategy.
That's what I wrote today, yesterday. But it's not hope. These teams convince themselves that they're good. They've done it over and over and over.
There's
these
a history.
Guys get drafted at number one.
Yeah. There's a history that definitely suggests that someone's going to do it. As we talked about, there is also the 2022 year that did kind of smack me in the face, like, wow, no one talked themselves into going to the top of the draft to get a quarterback this year. How bad must this class be? And based on the returns, they had the quarterbacks pegged in that class. But most years, you can count on this.
But, people convince themselves Jameis Winston was fantastic. He was not. Jared Goff didn't probably deserve it. Baker Mayfield is good now. I don't know that he was as good as number one pick. Kyler Murray.
Where would Baker Mayfield go right now if there was a draft?
If he was a rookie coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'd be better than these guys.
I mean, he'd go.
He'd go
at the top of the draft, right?
And I mean, Bryce Young is 2 feet tall, and people convince themselves he's fantastic, including you, believe it.
I'm not done with him. I'm not out on him yet. But, yeah, I mean, look, I went through the Super Bowl era one day on here, and it came out to 1 in 5 first-round quarterbacks. And I didn't just do the top of the draft. I did the first round. 1 in 5 works out. But even the 1 in 5 that works out, of those, it's a small percentage that works out, right? That works out like you actually got yourself a generational superstar. But at least you got a good player, a good starter, 1 in 5. So
David Carr and Tim Couch were number one overall picks.
It's an incredible list of Cade McNown,
Akili Smith,
and on and on and on. I mean, it's So, and that'll continue. But I think Indy Ben, you know, hope is not a strategy. That's true. But history tells us that there's a high likelihood someone is going to talk themselves into it. And, you know, the process that's coming in the next few weeks is important in that regard for sure, right?
Read my piece. There's, I mean, the combination of quarterback desperation when you've had a drought, combination of a GM needing to change the tone with his team, provide hope, and save his career. All of these factors factor in. I told you, you maybe weren't listening. I left here yesterday thinking kind of along the lines of what he's saying. Like, boy, the Titans are really, their formula is counting on somebody to be stupid. Then I sent texts to friends in Cleveland and New York. Hey, your team, how do your teams feel about this? These quarterbacks? And they're like, oh, they really like them. They really like them.
Yeah. I mean, so now again, that also gets into, you know, this time of year, there is misinformation, but typically you expect someone who covers a team to
have
be able
sense.
to decipher, right? So, look, it is possible that the Titans keep one and don't want the quarterback. So, if let's say the Titans don't find a trade partner or someone won't give them enough, no one really wants to get in there, they're stuck at one. Right now, how would you break down the percentages of who they're taking?
Oh, I think they're taking Carter.
So you okay? What percentage?
90%.
90% Carter. So this is
well.
Your
I should lower that. Let's go 75% Carter. I'll leave 15 for Ward, and the rest
10 for Hunter,
and the rest for surprise Hunter / surprise.
And so you believe now, and this is your feeling, or you like you would right now report that the Titans like Abdul Carter?
No, I wouldn't report
okay.
it.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense, especially if Abdul Carter is that guy. I think he's very good. He's a very good college football player, hard to block. I think the fact that he's at Penn State makes for unfair comparisons. Because I don't think he's Micah Parsons, but they both played at Penn State. Is he 10 years of 12 to 15 sacks kind of guy, or 8 years or whatever, 7 years of that? I don't know. I don't know that. But that's what you need to be if you're going number one overall.
Yeah, double digits at least.
I mean, you can't be Trevon Walker, who is a good player in Jacksonville, but that has not.
That's a stupid pick to right. take him over Hutchinson. That's the overthinking. And that's why the draft should be at the beginning of April instead of at the end.
But look, I'll be honest on that too. I watch Aiden Hutchinson a lot in college, and I didn't think he was going to be as much of a difference maker as he's become.
But you knew he was better than Walker.
I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I 100% did. I didn't think either of those guys were worth that, you know? At the time, so,
but is there somebody else you wanted and won in that draft?
See, now you have to remind me of the freaking draft. You know, we have to go back to that draft. But but that's what you have to be. You have to be bet. Yes, Hutchinson, absolutely. Hutchinson,
Walker, Hutchinson, Stingley, Sauce Gardner, Thibodeau, Iwanku, Neal, London,
yeah, that's
Cross,
the thing. I mean,
Wilson,
and those corners both are great. And I think with them, to me, like it was more clear that they were going to be great players. Now, what's more important? I'd rather have a great edge than a great corner.
Yeah, I mean, I think in hindsight, Hutchinson is the number one pick in that draft.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, although now he's coming back from a broken leg. Brian in Mount Juliet says, don't waste our time on a quarterback. Only three quarterbacks drafted number one have won a Super Bowl, Bradshaw, Aikman, and Stafford. Is that true? Go for the edge rusher. Only three quarterbacks drafted number one. First of all, Bradshaw was the number one overall pick at La Tech. I mean, I don't know. You were
what did he say?
He said three quarterbacks drafted number one overall have won a Super Bowl. Bradshaw, Aikman, and Stafford. That seems like a fact error to me.
Could be true. I mean,
I honestly didn't know that Terry Bradshaw was taken first overall, was he?
But also winning a Super Bowl is not the only definition of a good quarterback. People go too far with that. Jim Plunkett won a Super Bowl. He was drafted first in 71. Won two Super Bowls, I believe. So right off the bat,
yeah, 80 and 83. All right, we come back. We'll continue the conversation on the Titans quarterback. We may get into, again, the 2025 predictions, early projections of the NFL. Robbie and Rex show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. All right, folks, tune in to 102.5, 106.3 The Game today. Vanderbilt men's basketball, it is a big one, folks. The number one Auburn Tigers are in town. Commodores take on the Tigers at Memorial Gym with a 6 o'clock tip-off. Pregame show starts at 5:30. Coverage also available on 102.5 The Game app and at thegamenashville.com. Vanderbilt men's basketball presented by Athletes Unlimited. Pro basketball coming to Nashville's Municipal Auditorium Saturday through March 2nd. Go to auprobasketball.com for more details and to purchase tickets. It's a big one. And you got Auburn, Alabama, by the way, number one against number two in basketball on Saturday. Auburn's number one in the AP poll, Alabama number two. Alabama's number one in the coaches poll, Auburn number two. Auburn and Alabama have never played a one-versus-two game in football. They are about to play the first one-versus-two game in the history of SEC men's basketball on Saturday. And I'm pretty I'm struggling to talk, but I'm pretty freaking pumped for it, Paul.
Just go ahead and swear there for the kids.
I'm Freddie Preakin, so at least that's good. I wasn't saying like I'm not even gonna.
Whatever you weren't saying, you weren't saying.
Yeah.
Who's this dude that's texting us false information about number one pick?
Yeah, that was bad. He was right about Bradshaw, so I was wrong about that. He was number one seven, but yeah, like as many people have texted in, and thank you to everybody. Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, you mentioned John Elway. There's three number one picks.
Plunkett.
That one, Plunkett. There's another one. So,
Aikman Bradshaw, he mentioned. Yeah. But don't text fact
errors. We do enough on our own. someone just texted, this is the most Ron Burgundy thing you've ever done, Rex Rowe. Just reading without even thinking. Go bleep yourself, Nashville. So, you had a point to make, right? Did you have a point to make? Or have you forgotten the point?
That was my point about the quarterbacks.
Yeah. Right. But I thought beyond that you were waiting on a thought. Yeah. YouTube chat, let me get to them because I've been ignoring them today. Ricky W. says Stafford would be a great fit in Nashville. A lot like Mike Fisher. I think Stafford would like it here. I think Stafford has a very limited time left in this league and is chasing another ring. You know, I mean, chasing another ring and getting paid as much as you can get paid to play football. So I don't think he would like it at all, frankly, to go to a place like this. Now, a Sam Darnold, if they devote to him and say, here's a real contract, your first real contract, and you're the guy, and we're going to grow with you. Now, that's a guy who I could see being excited about it.
I mean, is he going to have better options? I don't know. We got to see who comes free and then establish the pecking order. But this is not high on the list of places to come to get the ring. And all of these guys are getting further on in his career. Darnold's the youngest, so maybe you have the best chance of getting him because you could claim, you know, growth on a long-term thing. But Callahan's lack of job security is a concern for anybody coming in.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If you're Callahan, I got to think you love the idea of, after watching Darnold play this year, an opportunity like that. You know, did great things with Kevin O'Connell. There's translation between the offenses, of course, the same offense basically, and the opportunity to win and establish yourself and solidify yourself as opposed to you're trying to figure it out with a Sanders or a Ward, and you know, then again it's like, to me, you should be given more time if that's the choice. Like, there should be an understanding, like, okay, develop this quarterback. That's the primary job here, is to develop this into a quarterback, into a great player. If you go 5-12 this year, but you see that happening, you know, to me, like, you should be fine, right? You should be okay. But I don't know if that's how it would work out. Look at the Eagles and their lack of, you know, they've had, like, they're sticking with people.
It finished horribly last year. Horribly.
Right. I mean, look, I'd say, especially early this season, but in the offseason too, Sirianni was talked about seriously as a guy who could be in trouble. And then early this year, there's all this stuff with him and Jalen Hurts and all, and whatever. Yeah, not addressing that. It's still one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. But they're all feeling pretty good right
now.
They also have their best roster in football, and the Titans have one of the worst.
Have you heard the latest on Cousins and that the Achilles wasn't a problem for him? It was the ankle kind of having to reaccustom itself to the Achilles. Like, it's a whole leg thing.
Right, like it's like you're Achilles. Overcompensating elsewhere.
And the ankle has to relearn the Achilles, so to speak. And, you always hear good injury news, you know, when a guy gets to the off season and gets to rehab an injury like that. But a lot of confident talk about that ankle with the Achilles being a whole different deal 2 years removed.
You know, Cousins is going to be interesting. I think last year, obviously, it reduces, I think, his attractiveness pretty significantly. You know, even last year, obviously, he was still a coveted QB. Yeah, look, I think his style of quarterback at a place that has so much work to do up front, I think it's a bad fit. You know, I do. I think it's a bad fit. I think the Titans are obviously going to try to fix that offensive line, and it's possible. You covered the 2014 and 15 terrible offensive lines that turned into a really good one in 2016, picking up a center and a right tackle, right? But can you do that? Can you do something like that? And also with a left tackle coming into his own finally in that year, right? Yeah. I think that his lack of mobility, like a Goff or a Cousins, is the worst possible fit stylistically, in my opinion.
Though, I agree with you, but you would think they sure as hell need to be getting two guys for the right side who are going to lock this thing down. High expectations for the left side to be coming into their own. Center who, you know, depending on his timetable for returning, should be a lot better in second year under Callahan. All three of those guys, left to middle, much better in their second year with Callahan. And, you know, I think that Brian Callahan likes a pocket kind of game. So, you know, they got to get this offensive line right. That really is priority one, and then you should be able to put any quarterback back there.
All right, let's go to Jared in Spring Hill. Wants to talk about the Titans modeling themselves after the Eagles. Jared, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. So I think, you know, with the new regime and all these new faces and stuff, like, I'm looking at it from a standpoint of, like, how can I get them to, or how can I buy back into what they're pitching kind of thing. And so I think looking at the two models that played out in the Super Bowl, I think it'll be awesome for the Titans to have some awareness of the players to know, like, if everybody's saying that these dudes aren't that good, right? And so do you take the number one pick on a quarterback and hope for the boom, but maybe with little bust, or do you go with, like, a player like Carter, who I think is more likely that going to be the choice under this model? But so having said all that, going in, so say that they do take Carter, which, again, I think it would be great for them to do that and have their evaluators come out true on these quarterbacks. What is that second round pick? Because from 35 to 101 is a long gap. What will the Titans need to do between those two picks to get back up into, you know, into the play of the top 100? I mean, I would even hope this top 75 somehow to kind of get in more talent. So, like, is there any value in that second round pick at 35 to trade back to get more potentially with another quarterback and run the quarterbacks in the second round? Like, how do y'all kind of seeing that play out in the second? PK, you're great. I appreciate you filling in, but also to really quick, Joe, from Friday, that was the most funny show. The whole 3 hours y'all were out there freezing. Great, great, great content, guys. Keep it up.
I thought it was mediocre.
Thank you, Jared. God, actually, I'm having PTSD that you brought that up. We will address that question when we come back. Robbie and Rexo, 106 through the game, and Adam in Portland. We'll get to you. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexo is sponsored by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. And we've got Adam. You got something?
Let's hit the previous caller before we move to Adam. He was asking about the value of 35. Of course there's value in 35. It's top of the second round. People are always, after the night off, eager to get up. That 33 is a very popular pick. But somebody could offer you something for 35. And if you drop back 10 spots there, you can get yourself another pick in the top 100 for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, obviously, this is in any scenario, it's too bad that they don't have a third round pick. Adam in Portland, you got a quarterback thought. What's up, Adam?
When I hear people talk about Cousins the way they, and you see it online, they're like, oh, yeah, he's good. It's the same feeling I get when people talk about politicians, man. I think a lot of it is not necessarily, I hate your guy, or it's just, I hate the same guys over and over. Why's it got to be the same dudes, man? Like, there's got to be something better out there. Like, even if it's something unknown, like, I'm not saying, like, go back to, like, I think all the quarterbacks the Jaguars went through that were supposed to be good and weren't good. It doesn't have to be that level, but, like, look at what just happened to Patrick Mahomes, who is obviously the best quarterback in the NFL. I think, hands down, he's the best quarterback. And if you build it around him, then anybody can really fit in there. So why Cousins, though, man? Like, everybody pays Cousins these big contracts every single time. Like, he's something crazy special, but
everybody. I mean, he's been on two teams.
Three.
I want him here, though, but he's gotten a bunch of contracts, right? Like, fully guaranteed. I wouldn't want that in Nashville, PK. I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like there's got to be another option than draft two unproven, probably terrible quarterbacks at the top of the draft, or pick Kirk Cousins. There seems like there should be a better option.
All right, well, then pick your guy. Derek Carr?
I don't know.
Sam Bradford? I mean, we know who the list is.
Sam Bradford.
But it's not like Charlie Whitehurst, man. Like, there's got to be something better. Like, there's got to be an in-between somewhere, right?
Well, name him.
I'm getting you to do it. You're the pro, dude.
I'm giving you the list. We know who the list is. It's not like we're missing somebody. You want Mac Jones?
So, to your point, Adam, I mean, I think the answer, it's always the same guys, because there's very few people who can play quarterback in the world, right? I mean, Cousins has maximized, and thank you for the call, Adam. Cousins has maximized his value in this league. There is no doubt. He's one of the best to me. He's been a good quarterback for a long time, but he has, with the move after the, you know, after Washington stopped tagging him, you know, the move to Minnesota. And the second, and he got another deal there, and then got this deal with. He has gotten the absolute most out of his value, as well as anyone.
He's
probably
tired of
NFL.
Him getting a lot of contracts because he's taken short term contracts because he took franchise.
I mean, the reality is I just can't look at last year, and that's great. Hopefully the ankle and all that gets better and he can return to his form, but it's hard to believe that he's not on the decline and that it's going to slow down for him. I think there's going to be a market for him, and I think he'll start for somebody next year. But I just, again, it's the offensive line reality to me is a deterrent to Cousins.
Adam's looking at the board of all the quarterback names out there, and he wants a Sid Finch to just pop up on there. Like a unbelievable, out of nowhere prospect.
Well,
Sid Finch was fictitious for a reason.
Wait, remind me of Sid Finch.
He was the Sports Illustrated April Fool's pitcher that threw 144 miles an hour.
144. Right. Well, like he said, if it's unknown, and that's the whole thing, right? The unknown is undefeated. That's, everybody wants that. Everybody's more excited about the unknown commodity.
Yeah.
Right?
Little Jimmy from Nevada State. That doesn't exist.
Yeah. The options are, and it's just not, you know, it's not an exciting, a lot of people are not excited about this quarterback draft. Texter says, why do the Titans have the first pick, but they have the third pick in the second round?
They're tied. They win a tiebreaker to get the first pick in the first round. But then they rotate with the other two teams that had the same record. So they go to the back of the line in the second round. In the third round, they would be in the middle, but that's Kansas City's. In the fourth round, they go back to the top and so forth.
I need to address this. Texture says, Joe says Sirianni. It set off Siri in my car. It's Sirianni, not Sirianni, right?
Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni.
I believe so.
Not Sirianni.
Yeah.
I used to say Sirianni.
Well, that's a Siri issue. That's not a Joe issue.
Sorry, Siri. Siri. So what is the what's the command there? Siri, Annie.
Oh. Yeah, what, Siri's what does that awful. Do? I use Gemini now.
I don't.
I have conversations with her. Sometimes I get her to pump me up.
Really?
Yeah. I put out a recording one time where she told me how good I was at my job and stuff, and I used it as an ad for PaulKuharsky.com. She has a British accent, my Gemini.
Wow. Interesting stuff from you today between that and secretions.
Not my secretions.
So I don't even know where to go from there. The YouTube chat says the Rams are going to trade Stafford. They get Stafford, win a Super Bowl. Now they're going to get a first-round pick for him.
They're not going to get a first-round pick for him. He's 36, and he comes with a $24 million salary.
Osama Yamama says, funny how PK is so quick to bring up the Manning name with Arch, but is out on Sanders, LMFAO. Well, look, again, I'm not.
Well, the Mannings have a history of playing great quarterback, and the Sanders family plays defense. I wonder why I don't automatically think that the Sanders is going to be a great quarterback based on the fact that his DNA includes no quarterback. And that a Manning, who's got two great quarterbacks.
But in all seriousness, who cares?
I know. But he's saying, like, why don't I presume Shador's going to be good and I presume Arch is going to be good? Well, because Arch's two uncles are Hall of Fame caliber players and Shador's father is a defensive back. That's why.
Okay, so right now, you have to bet a large sum of money on either Shador Sanders or Arch Manning having the better NFL career.
Well, I think I'd probably bet on Arch Manning.
Okay. I mean, I know Shador Sanders is good enough to play in the NFL. I have no idea if Arch. Great. His uncles were amazing. Manning is a great name. Love the family. Archie is awesome. Okay. He's a good athlete. Okay. Right now, I know that Shador Sanders can play the position of quarterback well enough to probably go in the first round. I don't know that about Arch Manning. I just think people are going way overboard with just because it's Arch Manning that it's of course he is destined to be this guy.
That he's destined to be
the
to
safer
be great.
Money in that bet right now would be on Shador. That's the safer money.
I'm taking a long range bet that there's more information on Shador Sanders right now.
Well, of course there is.
Yeah.
But the information,
of course, it's safer money.
Okay, yeah, but again, I think people. Again, I just – and I'm not saying necessarily you, although I would not make the same bet. But it's like this – it's this absolute guarantee. We all know what's going to happen with
Arch. I
don't
think it's a guarantee.
If he was that good – this is second year of college this year. I watched a lot of Quinn Ewers play quarterback. If he was that good – and remember that, yes, they've wanted to sit him. They've all – that the whole plan has been
how
be patient.
How much money did they have invested in Ewers? I mean, wasn't that partly in play?
Yeah, but I mean they have money invested in both of them. I mean, Listen, when they were getting their butts kicked by Georgia, he switched to Arch, and he said, "I got to do." And then it was like, "Oh yeah, no, you got to go back to Quinn." The rest of the year it was Quinn. I'm just saying it may all come together for him, and I definitely like the athleticism. I mean, we've seen that for sure. He has the tools. Seems to have a good sense about all that stuff. It's very hard to play quarterback at a level where you can be a first-round pick, and everyone's just totally assuming that.
I'm taking unknown versus known and not that excited about it.
But you're taking unknown, but you're also like – you're not the worst offender, but you are an offender of, well, his uncles were amazing. So, okay. I mean, every great quarterback in the history of the NFL – had, you know, most of them had kids, right? Do we ever hear from them? I mean, I'm just saying it's like the people are making this leap with him that should not be made. And it's going to get worse too. So I'm already like preparing myself for it. I have no idea what this kid's going to be.
I have no idea what he's going to be either, but I wouldn't mind that family being around my football team.
But you, what about Deion?
I don't want Deion around my football team. I don't.
You really think
he's a pain
that
in
Deion,
the ass?
Yeah, he's coaching a college football team, so he'll take some shots at a press conference.
He's
Who
calling
cares?
The kid during his meeting with the Titans already. I mean, he can't stay off the phone. I mean, I think I don't think he's going to be as bad as I initially thought, but I think he's an annoyance.
Yeah, I just, to me, like, if you believe that he's a good enough player,
I'm not saying stay away from him because of that, but I'm saying if you're choosing a family to have around your football team, which one do you want?
All right. PK hates the Sanders family, loves the Manning
family.
And
he's also not a quarterback.
That is true. All right, we come back. We'll wrap it up. Robbie and Rex, 102.5, 106.3, the game. All right, final segment here, Robbie and Rex Show. Paul Kaharsky in this week for Robbie Stanley. We've had a lively discussion. C from Franklin agrees with you, PK. Says, LeVar Ball 2.0. Only his kids actually have talent. I will point out to you, C, that one of LeVar's kids is a great player in the NBA right now for the Charlotte Hornets. He says, I'm leaning PK's way on that one. And also Lonzo, you know, unfortunate with the injuries. He says, I'm leaning PK's way. He's a me guy. And I said, who's a me guy? He says, Deion. Okay. Look, if you like Shedeur Sanders as a player and you like Shedeur Sanders as a person, yes, his dad will be an annoyance sometimes. Sure. Like, there will be times when Deion will say something. Again, I think there's the public aspect of it. Maybe he called. I mean, these guys all have parents, right? We just don't. You don't even think about him. It's out of sight, out of mind. But we think about Deion calling or whatever. He'll say some stuff. You'll have to address it.
Not calling Mike Borgonzi.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
Lloyd Cushenberry's father is calling Mike Borgonzi?
I don't know. I mean, probably not.
He's not.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, it's a different deal when you have a famous Hall of Fame.
I'm not saying it's a reason not to take him.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a headache.
Yeah, it would be a headache, but like as the Titans go through this process, if that gets more than a quick discussion, to me that's just a waste of time.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a deal. I used to think it was a deal. I don't think it's a deal anymore, but I do think it's annoying, and I think at some point, if it's as bad as I imagine it could get, they'll have to put him in his place.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it's. If he's a great player, then whatever, right? I mean, and if things are going well, and that's the thing, is when things are not going well is when it's, you know, it's like Vrabel said, that's when you test your culture right there. Titans getting Rodgers. Josh says, Titans getting Rodgers, trade back the top three. I can't totally make out that text, but Rodgers in a trade back as a potential. I think Rodgers is, we haven't talked much about Aaron Rodgers today. There's going to be a lot of talk about Aaron Rodgers, though, here on this show, on every show in Nashville until there's a resolution there. And I think he's up near the top of the list of possibilities.
I mean, you're talking about movement with Cousins, and it's a big concern with the offensive line. Would it not be the same for you with Aaron Rodgers?
Not as bad. I mean, not long ago, I would say. I mean, Rodgers was.
Not long ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question.
Suffered the same injury as Cousins.
He did. I still think that he's – I mean, Cousins is
– statue.
Is Goff. Like, there's no ability to escape rush. So, great conditions. The ball's out fast. You're seeing the field. It's accurate. Great, you know. Rodgers can still, I think, evade a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying it's a great option, but I think it'd be a little bit better if you're just talking about that aspect of it.
I mean, can you get Rodgers to come in and say, hey, I'm coming in to your team. I'm looking forward to what you do with your team. Then I'd think about it. I don't think he's coming in doing that.
Well, and the thing about, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, why do I want to come to a team this bad?
I don't know if you've heard. He has a house here. That means everything.
Well, it doesn't mean everything.
He doesn't have a house, by the way, from what I've heard. He just has land. There's no house on the land.
Oh, yet. I thought he'd built a house.
I don't know.
It's just land?
Somebody told me that.
Well, he doesn't need a house, though. As long as there's, like, some holes underground or some caves or something, you know, then that's his comfort zone. No, it's not the biggest thing, but it's something to, you know, talk
it's
about.
It's not something drive that attracts from the home. Titans to him. It's something that attracts him to the Titans.
Well, right. I understand that.
Right. Lots of guys want to play for the Titans.
We agree.
It doesn't matter. matters if the Titans want him to play for them.
Matthew Nashville, who's a Steelers fan, says, can y'all take Russell instead? LOL, I don't want him in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Steelers do. I mean, Russell Wilson physically, we're talking about a lot of guys physically who are done or close to done.
Yeah, they're diminishing.
You know, they might
have arms.
Again,
it tells you the state of the position. It's hard to find good quarterbacks. And, yeah, look, I really think the Steelers have to be considered one of those teams that you don't – they're not being talked about because they're not near the top of the draft at 21, but I think they've got to be considered as a possibility as a team that they do have extra picks this year, could try to actually make a move.
And I think more of these teams – look, the Titans have been burned with a second-rounder and a third-rounder, but a lot of these other teams maybe are looking – at the second tiers of quarterbacks here. Maybe they like Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe or the Syracuse kid or whoever.
Someone asked if Jackson Dart isn't like the low-cost Arch Manning, I guess, you know. Again, will Arch Manning be as good as Jackson Dart? I have no idea. Everybody's already like got his gold jacket ready for him.
Titans have been there. I say all or nothing at quarterback. If you're going quarterback – go Cam Ward. Otherwise, wait.
Okay, so you like Ward better than Sanders?
Yes.
Because you think that's going just because you think the ceiling's higher?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a fair. It seems like the floor is a little higher with Shadur. I still think. Look, I think Shadur could be good. Accuracy is still, and he's accurate. You know, I mean, that's still if you're picking a trait. And I understand all the sacks, and so, you know, some people claim that
arm strength isn't spectacular.
No, he doesn't, right. And Cam Ward can make some throws that he can't make. But accuracy, again, Cousins, you know, talk about Cousins. He does not have a spectacular arm, doesn't have a spectacular athletic trait, which is why he was barely a recruit for D1. Accuracy. See the field, get
process,
the ball at accuracy. Process and accuracy is the name of the game. Matthew Nashville, real quick, says, is Milroe actually going to get drafted? Yes, somewhere, yeah. But I just would be very hesitant. He was so bad for so much last year. I really thought he should have gone back to college and figured it out, either there or somewhere else. But, yes, and he's probably at the combine going to do some ridiculous stuff. Like, he'll be one of the combine stories.
Wasn't good at Senior Bowl.
Yeah. No, but neither was Dart, right? All right, so there you go. We will be back tomorrow to get more into this and some other topics. And coming up next.
Don't block the box. Be sure to lock your locks.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.